Next up, we have licensing pre-existing content for audiovisual works with our 2024 Texas Star Award recipient, Joy Butler. Amy read her bio earlier, so I'm not going to do that again, but you can see it in the materials, and we're just so happy to have Joy come and present on this topic and that she's this year's winner. So.
Okay, so hello again. Still Joy Butler. All right, so we are talking about licensing pre-existing content. And that is part of the rights clearance process that every creative production should go through. So you'll hear me use the term rights clearance throughout this presentation. So there are a couple of sets of buckets for rights. So first I'll talk about the level of rights. So there are the broad level of rights that cover an entire production. For example, Netflix now has the right to stream the HBO original series Sex and the City. And that's the level a lot of business people will think about when you start talking to them about rights. There's also, though, the more granular element of rights clearance that covers all the components that comprise one production. Both levels are very important, but this presentation covers only the latter. Then within those component parts, there's still more levels and more buckets. This presentation is going to focus on the bucket of those isolated third-party materials that you may incorporate into your film or your television production. You know, music, lyrics, images, film clips. The other categories of buckets that we won't spend a lot of time on, but I'll just mention, are, you know, underlying rights. So for example, if you are basing your television or film production on a book or on a board game or on a comic book, you need to obtain the underlying rights in that pre-existing material in order to adapt it. Then the final category of these components, I'll just call like the in-house rights. That's making sure all of your collaborators and contributors and everyone who touches your production in a creative way signs over to you their rights in the creative material they offered so that you have a very clear rights for your entire production. Some producers skip this step to their detriment. They end up jointly owning properties that they never intended to jointly own. Okay, so proper rights clearance means ensuring that there's no material in your production that is going to get you sued or prevent distribution of your production. And I always tell my clients that there are two separate categories of rights. You can tell I like categories and buckets. Two categories of rights for rights clearance. There's the risk of being sued, first of all, and then there's the risk of actually losing that lawsuit. We heard one of our speakers just say that, you know, lawsuits are often a very good way just to start a negotiation. Sometimes rights holders can be very, very aggressive. So even if they don't have strong standing on the law to win that suit, they'll go ahead and file it anyway for leverage and for other reasons. So for all these risk reasons, you know, rights clearance is a requirement for distribution, for your errors and omissions insurance, for your production. So these are the primary laws that you would be dealing with as you do your rights clearance. We're going to spend the most time today talking about copyright, But some of these other elements can come up too. Trademark issues can arise if you're incorporating fictional characters or if you have like certain product appearances.